How about you? Do you like what life is showing you? Do you like where you're going? Are you happy with your progress toward your career goals? Does the career you've chosen satisfy your values and needs? Do you know what you want most from your work? For example, would you be willing to give up some of your leisure time for a higher income? Would you be willing to trade the value of helping others for more leisure time? Would you give up some leadership for more prestige? Skill in making decisions like these will affect your life.
Of all the things we learn, the ability to choose wisely is perhaps the one skill that will ultimately affect our happiness more than any other. For most of us, the choice of our career is one of the most critical decisions we will ever make. For this reason, high priority has been given to the development of better career planning in higher education. The Carnegie Commission has on several occasions called for the improvement of existing career planning programs and for the increased use of computers in facilitating student growth. The Commission emphasizes that career counseling is a lifelong process. The University of California student lobby, which represents over 125,000 students, recently identified the integration of career planning and academic advising as the highest priority for the university.
As one of the youngest campuses in the University of California 9 campus system, UC Irvine is the most comprehensive of the newer campuses in scope of academic program. It has grown in 10 years from 1,500 to over 9,000 students and offers academic degrees ranging from the BA to the PhD and MD. Since its beginning, UCI has been a pace setter in higher education and in the innovative use of computers. UCI is the home of a special project in values clarification, career decision making, and academic program planning. The project uses a computerized approach known as the System for Interactive Guidance and Information, or SIGI for short. In times of decreasing funding and increasing costs, the computer is a particularly valuable resource. Supported by a 3-year grant from the Kellogg Foundation, UCI has created a SIGI consortium of Western colleges and universities to disseminate information and evaluate the project. At Irvine, the model project is monitoring representative groups of ethnic minority students, women, student leaders, commuters and on-campus residents, and students who are undecided about a major.
The SIGI computerized approach was developed by the Educational Testing Service of Princeton, New Jersey, with the support of grants from the National Science Foundation and the Carnegie Corporation. Developed under the direction of Dr. Martin Katz and built on data collected and updated over a 30-year period, SIGI is considered to be the most advanced system of its kind. Using SIGI, students can develop decision-making skills in privacy and can experiment freely with a wide variety of career options. SIGI isn't intended to replace the counselor in career advising. Rather, SIGI functions as a consultant to students and their advisors by assisting with a process of values clarification, by presenting occupational alternatives consistent with those values, and most importantly, by teaching a process for making career decisions.
The SIGI system is composed of 6 subsystems, which involve interaction between the students and a computer terminal with a television screen and keyboard. Students need not have previous computer experience to use SIGI. The first of the 6 subsystems is called Values. The Values subsystem helps students identify and clarify their values. In this section, students examine and weigh 10 occupational values and determine what satisfactions they want in an occupation. The value subsystem forms the basis for the 5 subsystems that follow. Through these subsystems, students can locate occupations consistent with their values, compare specific information about careers under consideration, learn the strategy for making a career choice, and get specific information about planning their academic program. In addition, SIGI stores a wide variety of occupational information, which is updated annually by the Educational Testing Service. This information is considered to be the most timely and accurate of its kind. Once students have completed the entire SIGI program, they can return to any subsystem at any time for further information or work. The computer retains all the previous information given to it and allows great flexibility in moving from subsystem to subsystem. After completing SIGI, students are asked to meet with a counselor to briefly discuss their experience and to plan what further steps to take in the career planning process.
At UCI, SIGI is adding new dimensions to the process of career planning. Students are being helped to learn how to make wise decisions and understand the elements involved in choice. The objectivity and confidentiality of the SIGI program, which can be especially important to women and minorities, affords students the opportunity to honestly confront their values and to test their realities. SIGI also is unique in that it provides the most up-to-date and accurate information available on a wide variety of career fields. Although it is too soon to tell the total effects of the SIGI program, it is clearly a positive step in developing the services of career planning and placement.
How about you? Do you like what life is showing you? Do you like where you're going? Are you happy with your progress toward your career goals? Does the career you've chosen satisfy your values and needs? Do you know what you want most from your work? For example, would you be willing to give up some of your leisure time for a higher income? Would you be willing to trade the value of helping others for more leisure time? Would you give up some leadership for more prestige? Skill in making decisions like these will affect your life.
Of all the things we learn, the ability to choose wisely is perhaps the one skill that will ultimately affect our happiness more than any other. For most of us, the choice of our career is one of the most critical decisions we will ever make. For this reason, high priority has been given to the development of better career planning in higher education. The Carnegie Commission has on several occasions called for the improvement of existing career planning programs and for the increased use of computers in facilitating student growth. The Commission emphasizes that career counseling is a lifelong process. The University of California student lobby, which represents over 125,000 students, recently identified the integration of career planning and academic advising as the highest priority for the university.
As one of the youngest campuses in the University of California 9 campus system, UC Irvine is the most comprehensive of the newer campuses in scope of academic program. It has grown in 10 years from 1,500 to over 9,000 students and offers academic degrees ranging from the BA to the PhD and MD. Since its beginning, UCI has been a pace setter in higher education and in the innovative use of computers. UCI is the home of a special project in values clarification, career decision-making, and academic program planning. The project uses a computerized approach known as the System for Interactive Guidance and Information, or SIGI for short. In times of decreasing funding and increasing costs, the computer is a particularly valuable resource. Supported by a 3-year grant from the Kellogg Foundation, UCI has created a SIGI consortium of Western colleges and universities to disseminate information and evaluate the project. At Irvine, the model project is monitoring representative groups of ethnic minority students, women, student leaders, commuters and on-campus residents, and students who are undecided about a major.
The SIGI computerized approach was developed by the Educational Testing Service of Princeton, New Jersey, with the support of grants from the National Science Foundation and the Carnegie Corporation. Developed under the direction of Dr. Martin Katz and built on data collected and updated over a 30-year period, SIGI is considered to be the most advanced system of its kind. Using SIGI, students can develop decision-making skills and privacy and can experiment freely with a wide variety of career options. SIGI isn't intended to replace the counselor in career advising. Rather, SIGI functions as a consultant to students and their advisors by assisting with a process of values clarification, by presenting occupational alternatives consistent with those values, and most importantly, by teaching a process for making career decisions.
The SIGI system is composed of 6 subsystems, which involve interaction between the students and a computer terminal with a television screen and keyboard. Students need not have previous computer experience to use SIGI. The first of the 6 subsystems is called Values. The Values subsystem helps students identify and clarify their values. In this section, students examine and weigh 10 occupational values and determine what satisfactions they want in an occupation. The value subsystem forms the basis for the 5 subsystems that follow. Through these subsystems, students can locate occupations consistent with their values, compare specific information about careers under consideration, learn the strategy for making a career choice, and get specific information about planning their academic program. In addition, SIGI stores a wide variety of occupational information, which is updated annually by the Educational Testing Service. This information is considered to be the most timely and accurate of its kind. Once students have completed the entire SIGI program, they can return to any subsystem at any time for further information or work. The computer retains all the previous information given to it and allows great flexibility in moving from subsystem to subsystem. After completing SIGI, students are asked to meet with a counselor to briefly discuss their experience and to plan what further steps to take in the career planning process.
At UCI, SIGI is adding new dimensions to the process of career planning. Students are being helped to learn how to make wise decisions and understand the elements involved in choice. The objectivity and confidentiality of the SIGI program, which can be especially important to women and minorities, affords students the opportunity to honestly confront their values and to test their realities. SIGI also is unique in that it provides the most up-to-date and accurate information available on a wide variety of career fields. Although it is too soon to tell the total effects of the SIGI program, it is clearly a positive step in developing the services of career planning and placement.
Do you like the things in life?
How about you? Do you like what life is showing you? Do you like where you're going? Are you happy with your progress toward your career goals? Does the career you've chosen satisfy your values and needs? Do you know what you want most from your work? For example, would you be willing to give up some of your leisure time for a higher income? Would you be willing to trade the value of helping others for more leisure time? Would you give up some leadership for more prestige? Skill in making decisions like these will affect your life.
Of all the things we learn, the ability to choose wisely is perhaps the one skill that will ultimately affect our happiness more than any other. For most of us, the choice of our career is one of the most critical decisions we will ever make. For this reason, high priority has been given to the development of better career planning in higher education. The Carnegie Commission has on several occasions called for the improvement of existing career planning programs and for the increased use of computers in facilitating student growth. The Commission emphasizes that career counseling is a lifelong process. The University of California Student Lobby, which represents over 125,000 students, recently identified the integration of career planning and academic advising as the highest priority for the university.
As one of the youngest campuses in the University of California 9 campus system, UC Irvine is the most comprehensive of the newer campuses in scope of academic program. It has grown in 10 years from 1,500 to over 9,000 students and offers academic degrees ranging from the BA to the PhD and MD. Since its beginning, UCI has been a pace setter in higher education and in the innovative use of computers. UCI is the home of a special project in values clarification, career decision making, and academic program planning. The project uses a computerized approach known as the System for Interactive Guidance and Information, or SIGI for short. In times of decreasing funding and increasing costs, the computer is a particularly valuable resource. Supported by a 3-year grant from the Kellogg Foundation, UCI has created a SIGI consortium of Western colleges and universities to disseminate information and evaluate the project. At Irvine, the model project is monitoring representative groups of ethnic minority students, women, student leaders, commuters and on-campus residents, and students who are undecided about a major.
The SIGI computerized approach was developed by the Educational Testing Service of Princeton, New Jersey, with the support of grants from the National Science Foundation and the Carnegie Corporation. Developed under the direction of Dr. Martin Katz and built on data collected and updated over a 30-year period, SIGI is considered to be the most advanced system of its kind. Using SIGI, students can develop decision-making skills in privacy and can experiment freely with a wide variety of career options. SIGI isn't intended to replace the counselor in career advising. Rather, SIGI functions as a consultant to students and their advisors by assisting with a process of values clarification, by presenting occupational alternatives consistent with those values, and most importantly, by teaching a process for making career decisions.
The SIGI system is composed of 6 subsystems, which involve interaction between the students and a computer terminal with a television screen and keyboard. Students need not have previous computer experience to use SIGI. The first of the 6 subsystems is called Values. The Values subsystem helps students identify and clarify their values. In this section, students examine and weigh 10 occupational values and determine what satisfactions they want in an occupation. The value subsystem forms the basis for the 5 subsystems that follow. Through these subsystems, students can locate occupations consistent with their values, compare specific information about careers under consideration, learn the strategy for making a career choice, and get specific information about planning their academic program. In addition, SIGI stores a wide variety of occupational information, which is updated annually by the Educational Testing Service. This information is considered to be the most timely and accurate of its kind. Once students have completed the entire SIGI program, they can return to any subsystem at any time for further information or work. The computer retains all the previous information given to it and allows great flexibility in moving from subsystem to subsystem. After completing SIGI, students are asked to meet with a counselor to briefly discuss their experience and to plan what further steps to take in the career planning process.
At UCI, SIGI is adding new dimensions to the process of career planning. Students are being helped to learn how to make wise decisions and understand the elements involved in choice. The objectivity and confidentiality of the SIGI program, which can be especially important to women and minorities, affords students the opportunity to honestly confront their values and to test their realities. SIGI also is unique in that it provides the most up-to-date and accurate information available on a wide variety of career fields. Although it is too soon to tell the total effects of the SIGI program, it is clearly a positive step in developing the services of career planning and placement.
Do you?
How about you? Do you like what life is showing you? Do you like where you're going? Are you happy with your progress toward your career goals? Does the career you've chosen satisfy your values and needs? Do you know what you want most from your work? For example, would you be willing to give up some of your leisure time for a higher income? Would you be willing to trade the value of helping others for more leisure time? Would you give up some leadership for more prestige? Skill in making decisions like these will affect your life.
Of all the things we learn, the ability to choose wisely is perhaps the one skill that will ultimately affect our happiness more than any other. For most of us, the choice of our career is one of the most critical decisions we will ever make. For this reason, high priority has been given to the development of better career planning in higher education. The Carnegie Commission has on several occasions called for the improvement of existing career planning programs and for the increased use of computers in facilitating student growth. The Commission emphasizes that career counseling is a lifelong process. The University of California student lobby, which represents over 125,000 students, recently identified the integration of career planning and academic advising as the highest priority for the university.
As one of the youngest campuses in the University of California 9 campus system, UC Irvine is the most comprehensive of the newer campuses in scope of academic program. It has grown in 10 years from 1,500 to over 9,000 students and offers academic degrees ranging from the BA to the PhD and MD. Since its beginning, UCI has been a pace setter in higher education and in the innovative use of computers. UCI is the home of a special project in values clarification, career decision making, and academic program planning. The project uses a computerized approach known as the System for Interactive Guidance and Information, or SIGI for short. In times of decreasing funding and increasing costs, the computer is a particularly valuable resource. Supported by a 3-year grant from the Kellogg Foundation, UCI has created a SIGI consortium of Western colleges and universities to disseminate information and evaluate the project. At Irvine, the model project is monitoring representative groups of ethnic minority students, women, student leaders, commuters and on-campus residents, and students who are undecided about a major.
The SIGI computerized approach was developed by the Educational Testing Service of Princeton, New Jersey, with the support of grants from the National Science Foundation and the Carnegie Corporation. Developed under the direction of Dr. Martin Katz and built on data collected and updated over a 30-year period, SIGI is considered to be the most advanced system of its kind. Using SIGI, students can develop decision-making skills and privacy and can experiment freely with a wide variety of career options. SIGI isn't intended to replace the counselor in career advising. Rather, SIGI functions as a consultant to students and their advisors by assisting with a process of values clarification, by presenting occupational alternatives consistent with those values, and most importantly, by teaching a process for making career decisions.
The SIGI system is composed of 6 subsystems, which involve interaction between the students and a computer terminal with a television screen and keyboard. Students need not have previous computer experience to use SIGI. The first of the 6 subsystems is called Values. The Values subsystem helps students identify and clarify their values. In this section, students examine and weigh 10 occupational values and determine what satisfactions they want in an occupation. The value subsystem forms the basis for the 5 subsystems that follow. Through these subsystems, students can locate occupations consistent with their values, compare specific information about careers under consideration, learn the strategy for making a career choice, and get specific information about planning their academic program. In addition, SIGGI stores a wide variety of occupational information, which is updated annually by the Educational Testing Service. This information is considered to be the most timely and accurate of its kind. Once students have completed the entire SIGGI program, they can return to any subsystem at any time for further information or work. The computer retains all the previous information given to it and allows great flexibility in moving from subsystem to subsystem. After completing SIGGI, students are asked to meet with a counselor to briefly discuss their experience and to plan what further steps to take in the career planning process.
At UCI, SIGGI is adding new dimensions to the process of career planning. Students are being helped to learn how to make wise decisions and understand the elements involved in choice. The objectivity and confidentiality of the SIGGI program, which can be especially important to women and minorities, affords students the opportunity to honestly confront their values and to test their realities. SIGGI also is unique in that it provides the most up-to-date and accurate information available on a wide variety of career fields. Although it is too soon to tell the total effects of the SIGGI program, it is clearly a positive step in developing the services of career planning and placement.
Thank you.